Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
After performing in excess of a staggering 1,770 shows in Las Vegas, Human Nature have announced they're coming home in 2019. They're going to embark on a national tour that will form a celebration for their loyal fans on the eve of the group's 30-year anniversary. And joining us on the line is Phil Burton from Human Nature. Good morning, Phil.
G'day, guys. Thank you for having me.
I'm exhausted just hearing that. 1,770 shows. I mean, that must be a lot of glitter going on there in Vegas.
That is. Yes, that's a lot of shows. We've been there for about 9.5 years now, so coming up on 10 years in Las Vegas.
So, I mean, Phil, thinking back to your early days as Australia's first boy band, you know, can you believe it, 30 years later, here you are still taking the charts on?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's more that it doesn't feel like it's been 30 years, you know. We've been working that whole time and you kind of look back and go, wow, really? It's 30 years already, you know. I can still remember some of the early gigs. We actually went back to our high school just the other day to film some stuff there, and they were showing us photos of when we first got together and when we were performing at different school functions, and it was a real eye-opener to think, wow, that's right, we were so young back then. I was like 15 years old, and I don't know if anyone at 15 can imagine what they're going to be doing in 30 years' time.
Phil, many of the boy bands haven't lasted so long. You know, you think of Bros or Westlife, or they've reincarnated without all of the original members. Having a long stretch in Vegas is pretty unique to Human Nature. Do you think it's played a big part in your longevity?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Vegas gave our career a brand new lease of life. You know, we had just come off the back of doing some big tours in Australia and some successful albums. You know, the Motown records did really well for us, and we did arena tours and things like that. But we kind of looked and realized, well, that is as big as it gets in Australia. So that's why we decided to go over and try our hand in Vegas. And I think what it has done, it's made people miss us in Australia. It's given them the chance to say, oh, Human Nature, that's right, you know, they're back. We're really excited to have them back for a while to do their next tour, rather than, oh, yeah, Human Nature, I saw them 2 weeks ago down at the club, so I don't really need to go and see them again.
Yeah,
It's been a great thing for our careers to be able to have that thing of people missing it.
Do you prefer singing, like, the Motown these days than, like, the early traditional songs, or were they both great?
Oh, they're just different facets of our career, so, you know, we can't really compare one to the other as being more enjoyable. It's just been such different experiences. But either way, it's just a matter of us. We take the music that we perform and we use it to entertain people to the best of our ability. So whether that's original songs or Motown songs or romantic jukebox songs like the current record, they're all down to us to make people happy and keep them entertained.
It really does, because I love the choreography. You guys have it down pat. I mean, that's the joy of watching your show, or whether it's a clip or anything. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much. We work really hard at the choreography, actually. I don't think any of us would ever describe ourselves as natural dancers. So to hear that our incredibly hard work on making us look coordinated, to hear that you really like that bit, it kind of justifies all the work we do, I guess. So thank you for that.
Phil, we'll get on to your new album coming out, but just quickly, you went to Vegas in the midst of the financial crisis. I mean, you guys couldn't have picked a more difficult time, particularly in the US. I imagine there would have been some significant doubt. So what kept you guys going?
Well, we knew at the time that we were heading over there and it was going to be tough for the first while. You know, we were under no illusions that we would get there and our show would sell out on day one, you know. We actually sold 8 tickets for our first show, but that was something that we just knew was going to happen and it was going to build up slowly. So we had been prepared to put in a few months really hard work without any rewards, and that's the way it worked out. But we kept at it, and it just built up and up and up, and eventually became a success. But one thing with the financial crisis is that without that, the casinos would still have been able to afford to hire an all-big act. So we wouldn't have even got a look in, you know, this unknown act from Australia. So because of the financial crisis and because they didn't have as much money to splash around, they were willing to take a chance on a young or on an unknown act. And so we actually have the financial crisis to thank for our opportunity in Vegas.
Phil, your new album, Romance of the Jukebox, was released last Friday. Congratulations, it went straight to number one on the iTunes chart. How does it feel still being so popular at home?
It feels fantastic. It really does. I mean, you know, we've been away for so long now. It's almost 10 years in Vegas. And, you know, yes, we do come back now and again, but it would be very easy for our fans to sort of go, oh, you know, that's a little overseas now without moving away. But every single time we come back, our fans show up to all of the things that we do, the concerts, the in-store appearances, and I can't really put into words how thankful we are for that. It's just phenomenal to see those familiar faces at everything.
Yeah, but instead, we're all turning up now with our own children as well, aren't we? Like, your fans are changing.
Yes, I know. That's one of the amazing things. Yeah, that's right. We have people coming to us and saying, I've loved you since I was 17 years old. And now I'm 35, and here's my daughter, and she's 10, and, you know, it's like, and she was in my belly when I was listening to you guys, and now she's a fan too, and it's amazing to think this new generation coming through that are being introduced to our music as well, and it's just awesome.
Look, last week we had the sad news with the passing of Aretha Franklin. So you sing one of her songs, you know, Say a Little Prayer, on the new album. So how has Aretha Franklin's music influenced you guys as a band?
Oh, look, I think Aretha Franklin has influenced everybody, whether they kind of know it or not. She was just an absolute powerhouse for so many things, you know, not just the music, but the women, you know, female empowerment and civil rights. And she was a legend in so many different ways. So she influenced us. Like, we would often say in the studio, if we were doing a song that we wanted to sound a bit more gospel or soulful, our way of saying it was, do you think we should try and make this one sound a little bit more Aretha?
And that just sounds perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, she is a huge loss, but the great thing is she has left behind a legacy that's never going to diminish. She's going to be one of those people like your Elvis Presley or your Frank Sinatra who people still remember years after they died, and I think Aretha's going to be the same way.
Phil, Romance of the Jukebox, it conjures up this image of, you know, an American diner. I've got slick back hair. It's my first date. And I go across and I put a coin in the jukebox and I select Human Nature. What sort of music are we going to hear on the album?
Well, it's exactly that. It's that classic scene that people think of from so many movies and TV shows and stuff, is that falling in love in the diner by the jukebox. So, not that the whole album is all ballads. There are some up-tempo songs as well, but there are some beautiful ballads on there, like Love Is All Around and Jan Morrison's Crazy Love. But then we've also got other songs like the OJ's Love Train and the Monkees' I'm a Believer that are other songs about love that just, you know, a bit more up-tempo. So it's a really fun album. We're really proud of it. It sounds great. We actually, the guy that produced it, a guy named Steve Fitzmaurice, he produced Sam Smith's 2 records, and he also worked with U2 as well. So a great pedigree there. He's won about 4 Grammy Awards, so... Yeah, it's pretty amazing guy to work with.
You're in safe hands. Now, look, the first single on the album is A Little More Love. You know, tell us about it, because I understand the song finishes off in a dude ranch, you know, and here at Joy, we like the sound of that.
What is a dude ranch?
I just assumed it's hot men and cowboys, isn't it? Yep.
I hate to burst your bubble, but no, unfortunately, it's dude ranch. A dude ranch is what they call a working ranch that has become... hotel as well, so it invites people from outside to become, you know, to come and visit and see what it's like, you know. They stay in like a motel and they can go horse riding and all that sort of thing. Think City Slickers. City Slickers was a dude ranch. It's that kind of thing.
So we weren't
there to do any work. We were just there to as a place to stay while we did a gig 5 minutes down the road. But Andrew actually wrote that song with our guitarist, our Vegas guitarist, and it's a really great song, actually. It sounds so good and it's fun to perform. I think it's one of his best songs that he's ever written. It's got this really infectious feel to it, and it just makes you feel good.
We were having a listen to it yesterday and watching the film clip, and Andrew's got some pretty good guns showing there. We couldn't stop watching it. So we were thinking, Dude Ranch, you know, Andrew's guns. our listeners should certainly go and have a bit of a look at the film clip.
You get the joy seal of approval, let me tell you.
Go check it out. You can get a bit of a thrill from Andrew's gun.
You're returning home next year, playing Melbourne at Margaret Court Arena on May 1 and finishing up in Sydney on May the 10th. Are you excited to get back and play to a local crowd?
So excited. It really is going to be great. I mean, it's our 30th anniversary, you know, so it's going to be like a 30th birthday party for us. So we're going to be doing songs from all the way through our career, and it's going to be one of the biggest shows we've ever done. It's just going to be incredible. We can't wait. We're really excited to get back for it.
Well, we're very excited as well. And, you know, we also hear you're going to have, like, Dami M joining you along for a few of the shows.
That's right. Dami M's special guest. She actually is on the album, doing a duet with us on the Aretha Franklin song, Say a Little Prayer.
Oh, wow.
And then she's going to be our special guest on the road too. So we can't wait. She's a great singer, and we're really excited to be working with her.
Now, Phil, my favourite track, I've got to admit, was the 1998 hit Cruel. You're going to sing that for me when you're in Melbourne? Because we'll be in the audience.
Oh, look, I don't think we can get away without singing that one. It's a pretty amazing song. So I think you can probably bet your money that it'll be in the show somewhere.
Fantastic. Phil, we wish you and the band another 30 years of success. How much longer are you going to be in Vegas?
Not sure, actually. We are currently signed to be there right up until we start the tour in Australia in April next year. And then after that tour, we may go back there for a little bit longer. We're not sure. We're sort of a bit up in the air about that at the moment, but definitely there for the next sort of 6 months or so.
Thank you, Phil. Well, Tom and I will certainly be in the audience at your Melbourne concert. Human Nature's new album, Romance of the Jukebox, is out now. If you want to go and see the boys in person, along with Dami M, concert tickets are on sale now at Ticketek. Phil, thanks for joining us this morning on Joy.
Thanks very much for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Phil.
Pleasure.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.